Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Melinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting from the greatest place you need to be right now. And that's the 40th annual Spring Atlanta Home Show going on today and tomorrow. It's a kid in a candy store. It is everything you can possibly do to the outside, inside, and your garden. And I have with me Lisa Carlquist, one of my longtime friends and owner of Artisan Custom Closets. And she's done lots of work at my house, thank goodness.
I have done some.
lots was needed in the garage and the closet. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But you can join us. We're at the Cobb Galleria Center. And it's easy to get to off 75 or 285. Parking is free. And like I said, all the innovative products and services are here for you to partake, and there are things for you to buy. I just bought the most amazing product to get dog hair since I am a new owner of a puppy, and yesterday was National Puppy Day. Dog hair off of your floors, your upholstery, anything, and then you just rinse it out with Dawn dishwashing liquid in the sink, and it's ready to go again. They're innovative products like this, and we are broadcasting from the back left corner in the beer garden. Wonder why they put us here.
Every year. I don't know.
Every year we're in the beer garden.
Seems to be a pattern.
I know. I think we represent it well. That's why I think, because we're the beer tasters. We're in the Georgia Landscape Beer Garden, and so we are taking your calls about custom closets today at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And this is spring, and it's time for you to unload some of your unwanted things in your closet. And Lisa is telling you how to get rid of things in your closet. And I know you spend a lot of money on that dress that you haven't worn in 3 years, or that pair of shoes that you bought for that one night that were so expensive, those Stuart Weitzman, or was...
He really knows his shoes.
Weitzman. He really knows his shoes. And I do have a pair, and I wore them one time, but I can't get rid of them because
I love Stuart Weitzman. No, you cannot get rid of those. You have to choose carefully.
But they are the most uncomfortable shoes I've ever worn in my life.
Okay.
But they're really cool shoes. Give us some tips on how we can maybe declutter and get rid of things in the closet so we can start our redo of the closet.
All right. So we're going to start with a hard one for a lot of people to answer, and that is, does it fit?
Oh, Lisa.
Just because it fit last year doesn't necessarily mean it fits this year. I have some t-shirts that I sponsored in the 80s and absolutely do not fit. So if it doesn't fit, it's probably time to let go.
Your Pink Floyd. Your...
Oh, gosh. Hank Jr.
You know, you hate to get rid of those memories. Maybe you could lay them all out, take a picture, or make a collage out of them and frame them and hang them in the closet.
Well, people make quilts. You can send them all your old t-shirts and they'll make you a quilt out of them now. So, one idea to recycle.
That is a great idea.
if it doesn't fit, it's taking up space that you need for things that do fit and for new items you're going to buy. So that's number one. Number two, if you haven't worn it in the last 12 months, maybe it's time to let it go.
My closet.
It probably doesn't count for all your ball gowns, Belinda, because only wear those occasionally. If we're coming up on summer, and if you didn't wear it last summer, you're not going to wear it this summer. So here you go. Let it go.
Let it go.
I think that's a song. Let it go.
You know what? Bring in a friend at this point, and they can help you go through and make that decision for you and with you and kind of guide you through that process.
Sure, they can bring in a bottle of wine. You can sit in the closet like that Sex and the City scene. Try everything on for your friend. Have your friend try it on. And then you hold up a number, 1 through 10. Should it go or should you keep it?
Should it stay or should I go now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so if you've not worn it in the last 12 months, then it needs to go. But tell us how you have a very unique system on how to go about doing that.
The turning hangers backwards.
Yes.
And this is spring. I think this was the first week of spring. I didn't feel like it.
No.
So it's the perfect time to do it. Go through your closet and turn every hanger backwards. And this time next year, any hanger backwards, you didn't wear it this whole year. So turn that item. It's an easy way to identify pieces that you don't wear.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we are broadcasting from the 40th annual Spring Atlanta Home Show at the Cobb Galleria Center. That's today and tomorrow. And if you need something going on at your home fixed or something new inside, outside, in your garden, this is the place to be. This is a kid in a candy store. The latest innovative products and services are here. And I'm with my friend Lisa Carlquist of Artisan Custom Closets. And we're talking all things that in your garage, your closet, your pantry. What other spaces that you
do? Mudrooms are huge right now.
Mudrooms.
Oh, you have a mudroom. So a place to put your kids' backpacks and shoes and jackets, and not just kids, adults as well.
Oh, absolutely. But before the break, we were talking about closets and how to declutter. And lots of people have problems with the hangers that they actually use in the closet. And I was going to say, as a closet expert, what is your go-to hanger?
So it's funny you brought this up because I just went through this week. There are all kinds of hangers. There's the kind of fatter plastic ones, and all my clothes slide off those and end up in the floor in the closet.
I just use what the dry cleaner gives me for free.
Then there are those which we should return to the dry cleaners to be reused.
Okay.
And what you should buy are the slimline velvet hangers.
Oh.
So it makes such a huge difference if all the hangers in your closet are uniform. And those slimline hangers don't take up a lot of space. They have a velvet covering.
So your things don't fall off.
And having everything, I mean, I'm sounding OCD now, but having everything lined up perfectly just makes a huge difference, gives you more space.
Okay, what color?
Color is up to you. I mean, some people would even go so far as to color code. I went with all beige.
Okay.
So all beige or all black, they don't seem to get any fuzz or lint on your clothes, so I don't think it matters. But my daughter does like black for her pants and beige for her shirts and another color for her dresses. I don't really have time for that, but I did switch over to all the slimline, and it did gain me some space.
Now, I did see on Amazon you can buy these in bulk for not that much money.
I just bought a box. I believe it was a box of 100, and it was around $30 or $40 from Amazon.
That's not bad. And Bed Bath & Beyond has them,
and you can use
your 20% off coupon.
Everybody has them.
That doesn't
expire.
Well, if you have a question for Lisa about your closet, your garage, your mudroom, your pantry, give us a call at 404-872-0750. We want to hear from you this hour, 404-872-0750. safety. I know that I've been seeing my neighbors in my neighborhood really starting to clean out their garages.
Oh, yeah.
And I see everything pulled out in the driveway and them doing a big cleaning. And I wonder how everything that they've pulled out is going to go back.
Well, this is a busy time of year for us because people are thinking about sprucing up. And one thing we've said before is your garage is the last place you see when you leave home in the morning, and it's the first place you see when you get home in the afternoon. So it's important. It kind of sets the tone for your day.
It does, and I find that the garage is the place that everybody puts things that they don't know what to do with. If they don't know what to do with it, put it in the garage.
Perfect. So, but if you have garage cabinets lining your walls that are all doored and covered, it just makes it a nice, seamless, and peaceful feel when you're looking in there. And it does give you, the cabinets give you a ton of extra space to store stuff.
Unbelievable space. You did my garage, and actually, I think clutter is unmade decisions. And once I made the decision on the clutter, what to do with it, and then decided what I was going to keep, I have more space with cabinetry than I did with everything just sitting around.
Well, I remember the day I came over, you had pulled all the items you weren't sure what to do with into a circle in the middle
yes.
of your... They were like corralled in the middle of the garage. So... But it's a great place to start, and then you have to make the tough decisions. Can I let go of this? And I know you let go of a lot of stuff, but we made room for a lot of stuff.
But space is freedom.
Yes, absolutely.
When you get rid of the things that you don't need, and generally if you're keeping things in storage, that's one of my favorite things.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite pet peeves, people that pay for storage. And if you're keeping storage, you generally don't need it if it's in storage.
Well, on Sundays, I watch Hoarders, so I'm learning about the storage that people have. I don't personally have one, but yes, if it's in storage and you only go visit it once a year, you don't need any of that stuff.
And I find that when I watch other people do sorting and decluttering, all they're doing is putting it in bins. And
right.
And I don't think that that is a proper solution. Can I have your opinion on that?
You may. The bins goes back to just, it's just clutter. If you're putting it in a bin and closing it up, you're not going to use it. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions if you swap your wardrobe from spring to winter and you're putting your sweaters in bins during the summer. That's probably okay. But eventually, you do have to trade them back out, and that's the time to have to trade them back to the purging. One of the things you can ask yourself is, will I likely ever wear this again? So when you're putting something in a bin and you haven't worn it in a year, you're not likely to ever wear it again. So,
and the same thing for bins and garages. That's where I see a lot of things in bins. If you can't see it, you don't know it's there. You're going out, you're buying it for the second time or third time.
If you do have bins, label them. Like my husband has labeled in our garage bins that have the Christmas lights and the extension cord for Christmas lights and... If it's something that has a purpose, that's fine. But if it's just a bin full of random items, you're not ever going to use it.
Okay.
So be honest with yourself.
Now, this is a tricky question.
Okay, tricky.
I see neighbors who have bins that are hanging above the garage doors.
Yes, I've seen those.
Okay. That doesn't seem practical to me, and it seems dangerous.
We don't do those for liability reasons because I have seen one on top of a Mercedes in someone's home.
I
so
can see
the
that.
Bin came down. So you have to be really careful who you buy those from so that they're installed into the joist properly. But what are you storing up there? Because how often are you going to pull your car out, get a ladder, and get up into that bin on your ceiling?
Right.
So I'm not a fan of those. I have seen them. I mean, there may be a good use for them that I'm not thinking of, but for liability purposes, they just don't recommend bringing bags on your ceiling. Not just for your car, but if you have kids running around or if you're walking in and out and something comes down, it doesn't sound pretty.
Okay, folks, we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we're broadcasting live from the Atlanta Home Show, Cobb Galleria Center. Give us a call. We'll be back right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
Oh, I love Marietta Plastic Surgery, guys. We took lunch up there to them yesterday. Dr. McNeil, Dr. West, Dr. Hannah, all fantastic guys. We are broadcasting live from the 40th Annual Spring Atlanta Home Show, broadcasting until 3 o'clock today. Cobb Galleria Center, come join us. We are having a blast. And for the next segment here, we have Lisa Carlquist with Artisan Custom Closets. And you just got an award.
I'm so excited. What a nice surprise. I got a text from one of my designers on my way here, and it just said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And I didn't know what it meant until I got here. And we won the best in show for small exhibitor here at the home show, booth number 617. So come by and take a peek.
I am going to walk by and take a peek. I came straight here, you know, sideline and bought that little thing for dog hair. but I'm going to go by. I bet it's gorgeous.
It's different than what we've done in the past. It's blue and a light wood grain. Blues are huge right now in kitchens. And closet design trends tend to follow kitchens, so we went with the blue, and it's really fabulous.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Well, congratulations.
Yay,
on the award.
Thank you.
And we're taking your calls today, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you have a question about your closet, how to make the most out of the space and the storage that you have, or your garage, or your pantry, or your mudroom, we're here to help you, just like David. We're going to help him. Let's see if I can get him on the air. Let's see. Yes, I did. David and Tucker, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing great, enjoying the weather. Was wondering, I have a typical jumbled up mess in the garage, and what is the de facto way of organizing that now? Is that a walk-in, or is that horizontal shelving, or just what is the typical solution for the typical messed up garage?
Well, horizontal shelving is always good. You just have to be careful that you don't go too long a span, because garage items are typically heavy. So if you just have one big long shelf, you'll see it start to bow and eventually break. And that's why we do individual cabinets. It hides what you're trying to store, and it's broken up in sections so that nothing so big is going to break. We give a lifetime guarantee. But I would say, if you're just trying to start and put some things away, horizontal shelving is going to be your best. Things away, horizontal shelving is going to be your best. Things away, horizontal shelving is going to be your best.
Another question, David?
Things away, horizontal shelving.
I think we may have lost David. Okay, let's stop. So you have to be careful so they don't bow, is what you're saying.
Right. You can't do a 16-foot long shelf and load it up with paint cans, because the paint cans will end up in your floor.
Yeah.
So that's why we go by very precise engineering standards as to how wide a section can be and how much weight per inch each section can hold. So everybody thinks, oh, closets, that'll be easy and fun. But there's actually a lot of science and engineering behind it.
So what's in a garage? What's the bane of your existence in a garage?
People that want to put those enormous trash cans behind the door. So it has to be the cabinet that's like 3 feet deep and 3 feet wide. And it has to be really tall, because when you raise that trash can lid, that's a big thing.
I thought you would say bicycles.
No, bikes come and go. Kids grow up, you know. Bikes are pretty easy. We have horizontal bike racks, vertical bike racks, so those are pretty easy to deal with.
Okay, so it's not bikes.
Not
folks,
bikes.
If you have a question, give us a call, 404-872-0750. Give us a call, 404-872-0750. You can get your garage redone, or your pantry redone, or your closet redone. And if you have the standard builder shelving that we all moved into a house with, and that's what you're dealing with, and you're trying to make the most out of it, this is where you can get those answers. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And I swear, you can do things in a closet that I thought that you had, you know, torn out a wall and added space to my closet.
Well, it does make it feel much better. I got an email last night.
Feel much better. It's the nicest room in my house.
The best compliment we've ever had is somebody that moved into a house and thinks their house is a great new house. Get one of those things, a long, narrow closet, and just rearranging it, where to cover, where he put the drawers, and where the hanging went. They said they felt like we doubled the space. He was all over online last night talking about us. And it just makes you feel good when you know you changed somebody's life, somebody's morning.
When you are making someone's life easier, simpler, and more, when you're giving them, like I said, space is freedom, you're giving them time. Time back with your family.
Yes.
And that is a gift.
It's hard in things as is. You don't want to be rummaging through trying to match up your shoes or find the right pair of pants. You want it all where you can easily see it.
So how long has Artisan Custom Closets been in existence?
So we got our real start in 2010. So this is our start here. I think we have right at 50 or a little more employees now, and each of those employees was handpicked to work there. I have the best of the best.
And how have you seen closets change in 8 years?
So the big difference, the design itself hasn't changed much, because a good functional design is always going to be a good functional design. But the materials, when I started selling closets about 25
Melamine.
Years ago, yes, we had white. Like, your choice was white or white. And today, Artisan has 35, 36 different colors, not just solids, but wood grains, textured materials. And what you'll see at our booth here today is a combination. So mixing colors is huge right now. So the function is still there, but the look has elevated immensely.
And so tell me about pantries. What are people doing in their pantries? Because I wouldn't think that you could do much more than add shelves to, you know, just the opening once you open the door.
Okay, so pantries are huge in people's lives. We add spaces where you can have a place to put all your bags down and unload your groceries and sort them in the pantry.
Are you kidding me?
No. We can do a little rack that rolls out into your kitchen. You can put your stuff on it and roll it into your pantry and unload it there. But we just started selling, we manufacture it, the Big X wine cube, and those have been really popular.
Oh, wow.
So you got to have some wine in the pantry. We've got that covered two or three different ways. Believe it or not, people still have tablecloths. So we have a couple of special racks for people who do have tablecloths that they can hang them in their pantry and pull them in and out. We do lots of drawers in pantries for things like napkins and dish towels and things you don't have room for in your kitchen. So pantries are big.
I really don't have a traditional pantry. I just took an armoire type structure and turned it into a pantry, kind of retrofitted it.
That works too.
It does. You use whatever you have to the
use
to
what
the max.
You have. Yes. Obviously, well, my pantry is supposed to be a coat closet.
It's not converted.
Don't wear coats, but I do eat a pantry.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. This is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig of the website BitesandSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and of course, BelindaSkelton.com. Let's talk Easter brunch.
Yeah, you better be talking Easter brunch, because if you don't have a reservation now, today is the day. Next Sunday, Easter brunch. And so I have a bunch of these, I have a bunch of great suggestions up at BelindaSkelton.com. And I'm just going to touch on a few of them real quick because we only have a couple minutes. Let's just start at the top of the food chain. If you're going to swing for the fences for Easter brunch, you might as well start at the Four Seasons in Midtown, and they're going to have 150 items on their brunch buffet. If you've never done it, it's spectacular, including prime rib, seafood buffet. It's $115 per adult and $75 for children ages 5 to 12. So, and under 5 is complimentary. So, yes, it would be splurge-worthy, swing for the fences, the Four Seasons in Midtown. Also, just starting this next weekend is going to be a jazz brunch at the new C. Ellett's. That is Linton Hopkins restaurant in the Battery. That's, you know, if you've ever been to Commander's Palace in New Orleans, they walk around, they play jazz like a second line, and, you know, they're going to do a Bloody Mary bar. So, C. Ellett's in the Battery. I'm dying to go do their jazz brunch. That starts next weekend, so perfect time then. Southern Art. Mm-hmm. It's in the Intercontinental in the in Buckhead. There's a great opportunity there to do a brunch. They're going to have an interactive petting zoo and a live appearance by the Easter Bunny. So that's a great opportunity. Yeah. It's a couple bucks there. It's $95 per adult, $45 for children, but that sounds like a lot of fun too. Moving over to the Beltline, if you want it, there's a couple great places to have brunch. Two Urban Licks and Parish. Those are both kind of in the Inman Park area in Midtown. Those are great places to go do brunch, and they're going to have some Easter Bunny kind of appearances going on there. If you're wanting to get kind of downtown, the Livingston Restaurant and Bar, that's in the Georgian Terrace Hotel. They've got a great brunch buffet going for Easter. Milton's Cuisine and Cocktail out in historic Crabapple. That place is awesome. They're going to be doing a great Easter brunch. And then in Decatur Revival, Kevin Gillespie's place has a really cool sounding brunch as well. I've got all these listed at BelindaSkelton.com. And so you can check in there and make your reservation ASAP, because Easter brunch, other than Mother's Day, it's the most crazy day of the year.
Now, where can we find you during the week?
My website is BitesandSights.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. And definitely follow me on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.